Yeah, it's been going well. We've been consistent lately. We're picking up points away from home and starting to win games at home as well, so it's looking good at the moment.
What has produced this consistency, do you think?
Just hard work. The manager's said to us all we need to do is work harder, and we have done that over the last few games. The results have been good. We were disappointed that we didn't win on Saturday, but Chesterfield are a good team at home. I think we lost 3-30 or something like that. So, we've worked hard, and the players all want to work for each other.
That must be even more frustrating what happened last week. 2-0 up in a game, looking good, and all of a sudden it ends in a draw. You don't get the 3 points.
I think the whole team were disappointed. Like I say, we were 2-0 up after 10 minutes, and then Cop's injury didn't help us. Then the referee booked Kyle for a tackle. I didn't think it was a booking, and he had to walk on a tightrope. Then we had to swap Kyle. To save him being sent off. So that kind of killed a substitution there. But like I say, we were disappointed with the result, but it's another point away from home.
It's been a lot of draws as well, hasn't it, recently? It's about turning those D's into W's, I think, which is how Richie Wellens put it.
Yeah, I just read Richie's interview, yeah. D's into W's, yeah. So, it's not from lack of trying. Like you see on Saturday, we were 2-0 up. Just got to see the game out. But, yeah, a few more wins would be nice, and you can really propel yourself up the league.
It's incredibly tight, this league, isn't it? I was looking at all the other tables in the country earlier today, and there isn't one as tightly compact in the middle of the field.
Yeah, I looked at it again today, and you win a couple of games and you sit in fifth. Yeah, you lose a couple of games and you could be down to 17th, 18th, 19th. The bottom four have picked up a few results as well, and now Yeovil have got a new manager. Might see them kick-start a little bit, so it's going to be tight to the end of the season, but I think we've got a good enough squad to be in the top six, mate.
How much do you look at it at this stage? And you mentioned you looked at the table. Are you a person who does that? Do you like to look at all the other fixtures? And
I not look at all the fixtures. I just like to see whereabouts we're sitting in that. A lot of players don't like to, but I like to see where we are and what his records are like.
And this next month's going to be a big month, isn't it? You're playing a lot of sides who are down the bottom end, who are fighting for their lives in the division. It's a real big month coming up.
It is a big month, yeah. It starts with Walsall on Saturday, and there's a lot of teams that are below us, so it's a big month. But then if you look at the month after, I think all the teams are playing thereabouts in the top half of the division as well. So we get results right in this month, and then it could kick starts into the next month as well. So we're looking forward to it, and I can't wait personally.
And this is an interesting one for you, isn't it? You're a bit of a legend in the Walsall ranks.
I was there for 3.5 years. I think what put me there was the goal against Wolves. Yeah, I've had some good times there, but I spoke to a few lads today and yesterday. The old cliche is you put your friendships aside for 90 minutes, and I'm sure we will.
Are you going to, I guess, then get in touch with them afterwards? I presume there'd be a bit of banter flying either way.
Well, either way, I speak to the keeper, so either way someone's going to get a missed call. Either I miscall him or he miscalls me. So, it's 90 minutes of football, and I'm here in Donny Rovers to beat Walsall.
Was it difficult for you to leave as well? Because I know at the start of the season you went back and watched the game. I remember seeing pictures doing the rounds on Twitter after you'd signed for Sheffield United, being back at the Banks's.
Yeah, that was just I was out of the squad at Sheffield, and I had a weekend free, so I decided to go down and watch my old friends against Bradford, I think it was. And then I went on loan there for a month, so I needed to get games. So the gaffer was brilliant and brought me back there, and It helped me here as well, because I came into on loan here fully fit, and I had matches under my belt, so it was worthwhile for both.
Is it going to be a mixed emotions then for you this weekend? What are you feeling now at this stage?
I'm fully concentrated on Doncaster. Yeah, no mixed emotions. I'm sure if I make a mistake, the fans will be pretty Walsall fans will be pretty keen to point it out. But no, I'm fully concentrated on Doncaster Rovers.